Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. So, my political videos always get a lot of views. My Paris Climate Accord, my COVID video. So I've decided to talk about a major issue right now. The Texas power outage / snowstorm, all that. Okay? And this is not scripted. First of all. Second of all, this is all the information I know. If I get some information wrong, I'm sorry. Okay? And also, there's a ton of other little states and stuff that have had power outages and have had snowstorms. I'm just talking about Texas because it's the biggest and most influential one. Sorry to any other states out there. So, yeah, let's get started. So the first thing is that there was a big snowstorm, right? And it brought a little ton of power out. And yeah, so a couple of the little fun facts about this, well, not fun, but like bad facts about this, is that they also, some pipes broke in a lot of people's houses and stuff, and they got drenched. And the power and heat all turned off during this humongous winter storm, which means that everything is going to be significantly colder. Also, along with all this, people are being forced to pay for these power outages. They're being forced to pay for power to try to get back in. Even more money than they were just before paid, which I don't think is right. I think the government should deal with that. It's not the citizens' fault. You shouldn't steal tons of money from the citizens, make them homeless, poor. And, I mean, tons of people have been trying to, like, find hotels and stuff, trying to book them and stuff like that, but the roads are really dangerous, and also, the hotels are very scarce if there is a room, because everyone's been trying to take the hotels. So, also with all that, there's a little story. There was a wife and a husband. I don't know if they have children or not. I think they came from Michigan. This was in the news. They came from Michigan, and they came to Texas to make a new life. They had nothing. Nothing. So they got to Texas, and they built up a new life. They got a home. They got furniture. They got food, and they got good providing jobs. But then COVID and the Texas snowstorm hit them. And with it being drenched and everything, some pipes leaked, it got all wet, the wood is ruined inside their house. Their house is a disaster. Everything they've worked towards from that time they came to Texas is all destroyed. Now this is horrible, okay? I can say this out loud, because 15 minutes ago, before I was looking at news articles, I was thinking, oh, it's just a regular snowstorm. Now I look at this, and this is a major, influential, historical disaster. Now, this is a major one. I mean, like, so, like, serious and stuff, and blah, 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 blah. You guys know, because most of my videos, I'm like, hey, guys, welcome back. And today we are playing, talking about chess. Yeah, you guys know. But, yeah, I just can't believe hundreds of homes have been destroyed and families. People have died because of hypothermia. An 11-year-old boy died because of hypothermia. People have died because of this. We've got to deal with this. And not just the people. People shouldn't have to pay for stuff. They're getting poorer and poorer every second. Okay? Economy rates are going down. COVID's happening. Okay? They shouldn't have to pay for this. They've already got to pay for their food, them staying safe, like masks and different types of things that cost more now with COVID, like food. And it's not right for people to pay for it if they're in a major crisis. I mean, everything can't be solved with money. That's something I would like to say to Biden, because right now what Biden's doing is he's taking money from the future. He's putting the U.S. in debt and making anyone who's a kid right now, anyone who's going to be the next generation, he's making them pay. He's making them pay towards this. Or Or we could just hand it on to our children. And then our children will hand it on to theirs. This debt is one day going to come back in America. Because basically Biden, I do think Biden should have a way to help people. But Biden has done like 3 bills. And basically he's just giving tons of money to people. I think that there should be more people like, right now, I'm in Utah. And we've had some snow, but we've been fine, okay? So I feel like people that have well-paying jobs, they should set up better donations and stuff like that. And trying to get these people... And, I mean, hopefully the snowstorm goes out and hopefully everything gets better, but what if it doesn't? Many people have already had permanent damage. People have died. People have lost their houses and many items that cannot be replaced. I mean, this is just crazy, okay? Well, that's all I was going to say. I mean, I was basically saying the whole same thing over and over again, that a couple things, like Biden shouldn't just pay money over and over again. I mean, I don't know what else he could do right now. Maybe just set up better donations and stuff, but I'm not old enough yet. I'm not to do presidential stuff. Yeah, well, thank you guys for listening. Now, if you guys enjoyed this TED Talk, or this influential talk about what we should do about this Texas. If you guys enjoyed this episode about the Texas crisis, Texas snowstorm, then please give me a 5-star review. I've got people on Spotify now. I've got people on Anchor, Apple Podcasts. Now, if you guys are someone on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please do whatever you guys can. Is there like a favoriting? I've never been on Spotify, okay? On Apple Podcasts, there's a subscribe and a 5-star reviews and stuff. That's what I would usually do. But if you're on Spotify, I've never been on it before, so just give me a subscribe or 5-star review. I don't know what. I'll try to get Spotify on sometime. But thank you guys for listening. And bye.